During this Lenten season, we've been taking the time and space to take notice and to become aware of God. In particular, we are taking the time to return to Him, our first love, whatever that might look like for you. What I love about hearing all these stories from different staff members is that it reminds me that returning looks different for everyone. And that's the beauty of being part of a body in this journey of faith. So this week, you'll be hearing from Tim, our worship director. You've seen him on stage as he leads us into worship. I so appreciate how Tim resources us with song and space and language to come before God honestly as individuals and as one body. His story this week reminds us that God is deserving of our very best, but in His mercy and His love, all He wants is all we have. What a beautiful God we serve and love. So let's listen.
Hey, Echo Church. I'm honored to be part of this week's devotional, and I hope it helps you in your journey of renewing the joy of salvation in your life. And I want to start this week by reading two quick passages that are stories that you may be familiar with. The first comes out of Matthew chapter 26, verses 6 through 13. Now, while Jesus was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with an alabaster jar of very costly ointment, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when the disciples saw it, they were angry and said, "Why this waste? For this ointment could have been sold for a large sum, and the money given to the poor." But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? She has performed a good service for me. For you always have the poor with you, but you will not always have me. By pouring this ointment on my body, she has prepared me for burial. Truly I tell you, wherever this good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her." The next passage, Mark chapter 12, verse 41 through 44. "And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, 'Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on.'" Amen. You know, when we talk about a return to our first love, we have to first acknowledge that we're the ones that moved away. Jesus stays the same. So we wandered away, or perhaps the worries of this life may have choked our devotion away. You know, either way, acknowledge it was us that moved away. Second, I think it's helpful to ask the question, what does love and devotion to the Lord look like? Ask yourself, are there any examples in your own life? You know, I think these passages offer pictures to what devotion looks like. You know, actually, Jesus says, wherever the gospel is preached, what she, or Mary of Bethany, has done will be told. What an incredible statement Jesus makes in Matthew 26. It was an extravagant act. The second passage, a much more humble act of faith, where a poor widow gave all that she had. And you know, that reminds me of a story. I remember when I was younger, there was a season where my family was going through some financial hardships, which eventually led us to file for bankruptcy and move away from our childhood home. And during that season, one of the years of Halloween, I was maybe 10 at the time. I ended up being the same martial arts kid with my Taekwondo gi 3 years in a row. And embarrassed, I remember complaining to my mom of how I had to be the same thing over and over again. Later that evening, I got up to use the restroom and found my mom crying in the kitchen with my grandma. I could overhear her sobbing as she was saying she was a bad mom because she couldn't get me a decent costume. She was also talking about how she's trying her best to save money so we can eat some Burger King once a week. I, so regretful of my bratty behavior, ran in tears, saying sorry, and that I would forever be a Taekwondo kid for Halloween for the years to come. And I also learned that day what love looks like. It looks like giving your best with whatever you have. And today, you might find yourself thinking about your once extravagant or stronger love for God, maybe a more faithful season that you remember, but now, for whatever reason, all you feel you have to offer is a penny's worth of faith. But I have some good news for you. God is moved by your weak love. And I want you to sit with that. All he wants is all you have, even when it's not good, even when it's not valuable. So let's just answer that question again. What does loving God look like? Well, loving God looks like giving your all at all times, in the good, in the bad, and it starts by remembering God is moved even by your weak love. You see, Jesus saw that widow, saw what she gave, and said it was more than anyone else. Both these passages teach us to give God what we have, regardless of what it may look like. Next, I want you to remind yourself of this. Jesus gave it all so that you and I could be with him. You know, John 17, Jesus prays this in verse 24. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. So this week, I want you to do a few things to help you return to your first love. Number one, acknowledge you feel distant from God. Whatever the reason, just admit it and then pray it like he's there next to you. Don't pray like he's on some faraway throne. Number two, I want you to remind yourself that he gave it all and he wants your nearness, like it says in John 17. He closed that gap, the gap between us and him, by laying down his life. You know, I do this personally by singing songs that remind me of the gospel story. And then I rehearse my own story again, how I came to know the Lord. And then number three, I want you to lay your all down on the altar. Write down what you have to give, your emotions, your circumstance, of the good and the bad in your life, and then pray the following. God, I want to love you rightly. I lay my life down again, even though I'm far and I don't have much to give. I still want to give you my all. Let me pray for you. God, we want to love you. We are forgetful and we wander away. I know so many here have grown far because life itself has seemingly choked their devotion away, but still you are near. Still you are walking with them. Still you see them. So even though they may feel far, let them remember you desire their nearness. And even their weak attempts to love you, it moves you. So God, we lay our lives down again. You deserve our all at all times. Remind us so we can feel near to you in every season. Amen.